Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Blessings. Welcome to PGN. And I'm sorry I'm a little bit late. Blog Talk did something crazy today. I guess it's been doing a lot of weird things. But I'm back on, and thank you, Jesus. This is Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more with them. We talk about it. Today is Saturday, March 5th, 2022. Hi, my name is Carmen, and I'll be your host for tonight. We'll have prayer and prophecy. But before, let's start with a prayer. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be on the show tonight. And Lord, we just pray that you move, and that you speak to your people. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for this platform that we have. We pray that we can have it for many years to come. We just pray, Father God, that you minister to the people tonight and let them be different. They won't come to PGM and be the same. That when they come and hear your word, that they'll be a different person. I pray, Father God, that you minister to their hearts and let them know that how much you love them and that they don't have to be perfect in order for you to love them. Thank you, Father. We just give you praise, all the praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. I want to talk about grace. And do forgive me because I didn't get things on time because of some technical difficulties, but we're back on. And thank you, Prophet Randy, for the help. He always is helpful. It's funny because today is the 5th of March. And the 5th of March, the number 5 is the number of grace. If you look at it in the Bible, and the meaning of grace means unmerited favor, that you don't deserve it, right? Something you don't deserve, but you receive. So God got me on a journey this week showing me about grace. Let me gather my thoughts here because that kind of threw me off a little bit with having to deal with the technical difficulties. I have everything in order to let it run smooth. But let me give you a little more about what grace is, and you'll understand. Grace means, and this I got from the internet, grace means that you can quit feeling inadequate. You're not perfect. You'll never be in this life. You need God's grace to think of your life, your circumstances, everything around you as God does. So you see it his way. And so I want you to get that feeling tonight to realize that grace, in order for you to receive grace, God's unmerited favor, you don't have to be weak. You don't have to be perfect. Sometimes when you realize that when you're weak, then he can be strong. That's when God can come in and give you that grace that you need in order to get through in life. So God's power is made perfect in weakness because it shows that God and God alone can be the one to deliver you. We don't have the power to rescue ourselves or deliver ourselves or anyone, for that matter. And so that scripture, there's a scripture that talks about it, but a little bit more. Grace, which comes from the Greek New Testament word charis, is God's unmerited favor. It is kindness from God that we don't deserve. There is nothing we can do, nothing we have done, or anything that you can do to earn it. It is just God's kindness. God helps us, and grace is the help given to one by God because God desires one to have it, not necessarily because of anything one has done to earn it, These are the different terminologies. Also in Ephesians 2:8-9, the Bible teaches that there is no way to earn God's approval. Favor or forgiveness, it's interchangeable, which means you can quit trying rather than God's forgiveness for sin is available to all who trust in him through faith. Grace is the reason God sent Jesus to die for our sins that we might be forgiven. I love that. I love what it says there. So it's undeserved love and favor coming from God. You can't earn it. You can't do anything. And I was telling a friend the other day, hey, I'm not perfect. And neither are you. And so just because we're not perfect doesn't mean that we don't care about each other, that we don't treat each other with love. And God got me on that subject about grace. And if you all have another way of explaining it, I mean, I would love, love, love to hear it, how you see grace coming from God. So you can share that tonight. We'll have prayer and prophecy. But before that, let me continue on this path of grace. And I want to play a new song. And it caught my attention. I was listening to it on the radio, and it's from this one girl named Blanca. And Blanca means white in Spanish. Her story is that her father was a drug addict, and they went through a lot with him. But then he turned his life around, and because he turned his life around, he turned his family around and started taking his family and leading them to Christ. Years later, as a believer, she gets married. She gets married to a believer, has a child, and ends up getting divorced. And things got messy after that. And so she didn't feel worthy because, you know, the church tends to make you feel like you're an outcast when you get divorced. And when things don't go right in your life, like things, like you're no better, like, you know, you're not worthy to be loved. But she wrote this song, and I'll play it for you as soon as I finish talking about a little bit about grace, and you'll understand. It's a beautiful song, and God has opened her up like a beautiful flower, and she's now ministering in song, and but she's gone through a lot. But it's funny that her name means white, Blanca. And so God put me in this situation to help me to share his love this week. Well, this week I wanted to share about grace, and I didn't plan on it, but it was God. God's grace gives you without you deserving it, right? It's nothing that you can do to earn it. It's given to you because that's who God is. He is grace. And that's funny because what are we on? Prophetic Grace Network, right? It's about God's grace. We prophesy to you based on the grace of God, what we don't deserve. And sometimes we don't understand, and I need to get you to understand this, that you may get a word on this platform, PGN, whether whoever is on that platform, whether it's Prophet Randy or any of the other ministers that we so much love, or if I'm on, it's not about us. It's God through us giving you the perfect word, because God is giving you what he sees, because he sees you as perfect. When he looks at his bride, have you ever seen a groom looking at his bride, how he loves her? And he just sees her as perfect. She's so beautiful, right? So that's how Jesus sees us. When he looks at us with the eyes of grace, he sees us as perfect. So when you get a word, that word is based on how God sees you. And so you may say, oh, that's not me. That's not from God. No, it is from God. But you have to line up with that word, because you have to line up with what God says, God's truth, not with the enemy's truth, okay? So his grace gives you what you don't deserve. For those with children, you're going to understand this better, because as we have children, we can understand the heart of God. But first, let me share with you what I know he wants me to share about grace. This past week, I was invited to a woman's meeting, right? I was praying that, you know, I said, God, you know, I would like to have some fellowship. It so happened, it was on the very day I was talking to God about that I wanted some fellowship. Well, he heard my prayer immediately. So I went that night, but before I had gone to do my taxes. Well, little did I know that the lady that was doing my taxes, she's also a pastor. She has a little girl with a, she's mentally handicapped, and she's going on the side, and she goes, are you going to church? And I go, no. She says, there's church tonight. And I said, really? And the mother goes, yeah, we have a woman's meeting once a month. It's tonight. Would you like to go? And I go, oh, this little evangelist, you know, she's inviting me. She's inviting me to go to church. And later on, I find out that this little girl's name is Bethany. And Bethany, ding, 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 it started ringing in my ears. It's the Lord says, remember the name Bethany. And I said, okay, Lord. Well, God heard my prayer. So I went that night to the church. When I go to the church, the name of the church is Grace Christian Center. And I laugh because, you know that I connected the dots later on. Okay, so that was a clue for me. I'm always looking for God's clues, things for God to talk to me. Immediately I knew I was getting, God was getting my attention. I had a blast. We had fun. It was beautiful, beautiful ladies. We had fun in the service. They had a, I just loved it. I loved it. During the week, as I was looking in my makeup drawer, right, I realized that I wanted to make myself smell better. I realized, and I looked at the bottle, and I have it at work, so, you know, because you want to smell good because you don't want to smell, you know, bad around. And when you're around a lot of guys, it could get a little stinky. So I looked at the bottle that I had. I hadn't used it for a while, so because I get allergies, so I don't really use much perfume. So I pulled it out, and I smelled it, and I love this this little fragrance. It's not overbearing. It's just right, right? Nice scent to my nose, so I put it on. When I looked at the bottle and I looked and I noticed the name on the bottle, guess what the name of the bottle was? It said Pure Grace. Oh dear, I think I'm gonna be knocked out again. It's not putting me. Give me a minute because I have to let Prophet Randy know that he needs to extend this. Hold on. All right. No problem. So if I get knocked out, please call again, okay? Because it wasn't put for the proper time. All right. I send them a note because I'm not the one that fixed the timing on it. So I don't know how to repair that. So if you see me getting off and knocked off, please call again because I got the rest of this story. Hopefully he'll get it on before we get disconnected. All right. Okay. Please call again. He has to set it up correctly. I can't do this. All right. The enemy's been fighting me on this because he doesn't want you guys to hear this. So please call back, please, and call somebody else to listen to the show because I believe God is going to do some amazing things tonight. Hey, stay on the line. I don't know if you still hear me, but stay on. He's working on it, okay? All right. All right, I think if somebody would be so kind to text Prophet Randy and let me know if you can hear me, okay? All right. Let me know. I see you all there. Okay. Yeah, I think we got it. All right. All right. So the enemy's mad. He doesn't want you guys to hear this. So, okay. So I'm looking at my bottle of perfume, and here I see the name Pure Grace. And I'm like, there it goes again, Pure Grace. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you mean about Bethany, the name Bethany? So I go back to the word, and I'm like, wait a minute. This is what Prophet Randy was talking about, the woman that came to Jesus at Bethany and bought the alabaster box. And she just, you know, gave herself the best to Jesus, right? And it wasn't because she deserved anything, or she just loved on Jesus because she was appreciative of the love that he had for her. So I said, okay, God. So it was a teachable moment. So God does a lot of these things for us. He showed me so I can show you, okay? So I can show you. And he always connects the dots with different things. And it was like, okay, what next? What do you want me to say to them? So Prophet Randy was talking about the alabaster box and how the woman took the perfume oil and broke it. And that alabaster box is like it's the same alabaster that they used in the temples of Solomon. So it was, you know, very expensive. And so when they put the perfume in there, in order for them to get the perfume out, it's not like how we do that we have these screw-on bottles and you could open it and close it. No, once you broke it, I mean, the whole place smelled like that perfume. And so that is what God wants from us, our brokenness. And so that song that I'm going to play for you in a little bit is about this woman's brokenness, that even when she was at her worst, God still loved her. And so the analogy of Bethany and, you know, going to the Grace Church and then the perfume, God really wants you guys to understand that the things that you receive from him, you don't have to be perfect. You're on your way to that perfection, but when he looks at you, he looks at you like you're his favorite, like you're the most beautiful. He sees you as who you really are. But you have to get to know God and read the word so that you know who you are in Christ, okay? And the more you learn to know who you are in Christ, you'll be able to receive what he has for you, because a lot of times we don't receive what God has for us because we reject it. We don't feel like we're good enough to receive these things from God. And so you see things in your life not happening. So you have to be in agreement with God, and you have to see yourself who you are in him. And once you start seeing that, things start flowing. It's not because of me. It's because of his love for me. Because he loves me, because he sees me beautiful, he sees me perfect, he sees me lovely. And so you got to get in line with that. Remember that we've been talking about the lies of the enemy. When you believe the lies of the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy from you, and you're believing it, and it isn't the truth. It's not truth. So it may sound so simple, but it is true. And the more you get to know who you are in Christ, the more your life will change around you. The life of others will change around you. So you can't earn it. It's God's kindness to you. As parents, we know that. As when we have children, we give to our children not because they deserve it, but because we love them, right? When you see them growing up, you give them. Sometimes they don't even deserve it. honestly, there's been time I've given my children things, and I know that they didn't deserve it. But because they didn't deserve it, I wasn't going to stop doing that. It pleased me to love them. It pleased me to give them what they didn't deserve. And but it's up to us to be appreciative, like that woman that opened the alabaster box to give it to Jesus. Others looked out on her and said, oh, that could have been used for the poor. But she did something better than what they had in mind. They thought about others, but she thought about Jesus. She thought about the one that really mattered, that made everything matter. So I want you to focus on him and not the things that you're doing for him. So when you focus on him, when you do the things that you're doing for him, it's different. It comes out of that pure love within you of gratitude, okay? Because you understand that he's giving you grace. He's giving you favor when you didn't even deserve it, okay? So God said, I told somebody, oh, I love you and I miss you so much. Then I went to my Bible and I opened my Bible, and then the Lord was talking about somebody that was telling God how much they loved them and how much, you know, it was sort of the feelings that I was having for this person that I was telling them that I loved them. And so when I read it, I was like, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that person before you. I mean, I do love them, but I love you more. But the Lord said, no, that's okay. I love it that you love them, because when you're loving them, my love is loving them through you. And I said, oh, okay, I get it. So the way you treat others is really the way that you would be treating the Lord, and allowing yourself, and God wouldn't be treating anybody bad, right? So this is what God was showing me. So when you're loving people, you're loving God. You're being like him. You're letting his love in you towards them. And they can feel it. They can feel the love of God coming through you, okay? So back to the story. Remember last week I was talking about my dog? He did a real good one this past week. He had his cage all dirty. He had a mess. So I had to go and get him cleaned and wash him up all over again. And that dog was so happy, he wanted to get close to me. But when he was dirty and stinky, he was going far away from me. He didn't want to be near me. And that's how we are. When we feel dirty, we have such a hard time getting close to God. And it's just, you know, I wouldn't say normal, because that's not normal. Because what is normal should be that we run to God to have him clean us up, right? So I was watching my dog, and he just wanted me to love on him. And he cuddled on me, and we were in the couch. He was wanting me to kiss him because he was all nice and clean. So that's one analogy of the love of God. And so another thing that God was showing me a few weeks ago, that God loves the sinner. Remember that we were talking about that. He loves sinners. He loves you. He's wild in love with you. He will provide for you. He will avenge you. He will come against your enemies. He will guide you. He will do so many things for you. But sometimes we go to prayer and we don't come boldly because we don't believe it, because we don't believe in who God is or who we are. And so God wants us to run to him. He'll give you the grace, the unmerited favor that you deserve, that you don't deserve, but he gives it to you because you're his kid. He'll give you just because he loves you, okay? And when you stand on that and you see that, you're going to receive. You're going to be able to receive. And I believe that there's going to be miracles tonight. If the enemy's been trying to bombard me with this, there's going to be some miracles. So let me explain it another way. My dad for many years had animals. Before, he had cows and goats and ducks and chickens and stray cats that he would feed. The animals knew that he would bring food, right? And they already recognized the sound of his little white pickup truck. And they would start mooing and making all their noises because they knew he was coming with food. Okay? So, well, God is the same. I mean, I'm not comparing you all to animals, but it says in the Word, in Matthew 6, let me look at that. It says, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit of his stature? Why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day. And so God takes care of the birds in the air. God takes care of the animals, of the flowers, of everything, right? So if he does take care of them, how much more won't he take care of you? All right, so let's get that Song of Solomon romance with the Lord tonight that leads you to the altar. You know, with the bride and the groom, when they go, where do they go? To the altar. And so when we come to God, we go to the altar of prayer. The bride goes to the altar, to her bridegroom, to her God. So you grow, your groom is waiting to love on you, to provide for you, to hold you, and you will love him back because he loved you first. Okay? And so let me play this song, and then we'll begin with prayer and prophecy and with testimonies. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. So give me a moment here so I can place that song for you. And you know how the enemy is? That when I looked, I couldn't find the song, so I had to scramble. I know the enemy was mad. All right, so give me a minute here, and I'll play that song for you.
If I'm being honest, I didn't think you'd stay with all my problems. I was so afraid when you saw them, you would turn your back on me. Cause in the sky, you
Amen. That's Blanca, Even at My Worst. So like I was saying, her story about her father, that he was a drug addict, and he turned his life around and turned his whole family around. But then as an adult, she gets married and ends up divorced, and things went sour from that point on. But she realized that even at her worst, God still loved her. And he saw her beautiful. He saw her one way, and she was seeing herself a different way. And that's how the bride is, whether you're a man or a woman. Sometimes we see ourselves in a different way, and we have to see ourselves the way God sees us, so that we are in line with what he says, with his truth, so we can receive his grace, his unmerited favor, the things that he has for us. Whatever that is that you need, deliverance, you need financial provision, you need God to avenge you, you need whatever it is, he's there for you, and he loves you, okay? And I've been praying for some of you, because I'm recognizing who you guys are as you come in, and I've had you on my heart this week, and I've been praying for you for your breakthrough. And I know that God is going to be doing some awesome things, not only for you, but for me too. So let's get started. Let's get taking calls. And let me check and see who's been here first. Hold on. Let's see. I mean, even the guys, remember, you're part of the bride. All right. I believe that the first caller is 315-884. Your name and where you're from. 315-884, your name and where you're from. This Blog Talk is unblocking people's phones here, and I'm not doing this. It's doing it on its own. Hello, 315-884. I'll come back to you later, okay? Because I can't hear you. Okay. 804-218-386. I'm sorry. 804-218, your name and where you're from.
This is Angie from Virginia. Hi, Carmen.
Hey, Miss Angie. Give me a minute and I'll pray for you.
I just love you, the way you laugh and all. I love you.
Well, I love you too, Miss Andy. I love your laughter. It's contagious. Give me a moment and I'll pray for you. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for Miss Andy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I see that God is, there's something that he's doing. I'm just going to say what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like flowers popping up, but they're going bloop, 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 like flowers popping up, and I'm not sure what that means. That must mean something good, or the love of God towards you. Yes, I sense the love of God coming towards you. It's like a love affair. Thank you, Jesus, a love affair. He loves you, Miss Angie, so much because he sees the love that you have for him, that you know all the things that he's done for you, and he has this awesome love for you. Thank you, Lord. And I see like a piece of paper, like writing going on that piece of paper. I sense that the Lord wants you to write. I'm not sure if it's a book, but he wants you to write something. I see like it's like an old piece of paper, and he wants you to write. He wants you to write. I'm not sure if you're writing a book or you're writing something, but that is the will of God. He wants you to start writing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, Lord, and continue inspiring her, Father God, in those writings, Father God, that you help her to gather her thoughts in those writings, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I got a feeling it has to do with the love of God. What you're going to be writing about is the love of God. That's probably why I was seeing those flowers popping up. I thank you, Lord, for those writings and that she'll share that with others so that they'll understand the love of God, Father God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Miss Angie, you there?
I am. That was beautiful, and yes, that's what I have been writing some things, and I also have been trying to share with the younger generation that has been so starved for love, you know, that how, you know, I'm 60 years old, you ought to listen to me, let me tell you what this is all about, you're precious, and you just, you know, it doesn't, you know, your attractiveness to the opposites. Don't sell yourself cheap. You know, don't just keep throwing yourself out here one after another, thinking that's the way to go, because that's what you see and hear through, mm-hmm. you know, the media and TV. I said, because, you know, each time you're losing a part of yourself and mm-hmm. someone else is carrying a part of you, and you can be... It can mess you up.
Big
so,
time.
I've just been trying to help the younger generation that hasn't had that much training, you know, about sexuality and, you know, how, you know, the two come together and it's powerful. That, you know, God created it in a beautiful way to give man and woman power. Not for them to get, you know, just throw it away, make it cheap.
I'm glad, you know what, I'm glad you touched on that, because God wanted me to share this with you all, and I want to honor two ladies, one you don't know and one you do know. God has been showing me the hearts of people, and I have a friend, her name is Anita. She lives in Italy, and she's a pastor's wife. She used to be my pastor. She's African-American, and her husband is an African. And so they're living in Italy, and we were talking about, you know, our children, and she was asking for prayer for her children. And she understands what you're talking about, because her testimony was that when she was really young, she became promiscuous. She had a father that was abusive. And so she ran to somebody to love on her. And she became pregnant. And she had her first child. And so later on, she meets this man who was a pastor, but he wasn't a godly man at that time. And he was abusive. She attracted what she had before, abuse, more abuse. And so... who was my pastor was abusive to her, but he wasn't a pastor at that time. He was an unbeliever. Well, she started going to this church, and her pastor would be in a wheelchair, and this man had gone through a lot. he had gone through a lot, but he had a strong anointing that when he prayed, the Lord heard his prayers. He knew who he was in Christ. And one night she wanted to go to church, and he refused to let her go. And the abuse was so much that one day she just got in the flesh, and she took hot boiling water while he was in the bathroom and threw it on him and left and ran. So I guess I'm not sure if the church got involved. Eventually, he started going to church. This one day that he goes to church, he had a marijuana cigarette in his shoe. And the pastor calls out and says, there's somebody here that's on drugs, and this is going to be your last night if you don't give your heart to God, because you have a curse on you. Somebody placed a curse on you. And he went on and started saying it, and he knew it was true, because back in Africa, he worked in construction, and the wife of the owner of the construction company went there and lost her wedding ring or one of her gold rings, and it fell, and they couldn't find it. They couldn't find it and all that. So she cursed all the workers. She cursed them to death. And so he knew that what he was saying was right, because I guess he was starting to feel weird. So that pastor broke those curses off of him. If he had not done that, he would have been dead. So he goes, and then he becomes born again. Years later, he becomes a pastor. He became my pastor. And God did miraculous things with them, but still the consequences of her opening herself up to, you know, looking for love and having a child out of wedlock, she's seeing the results now in her children. But she's believing, and she knows who her God is, and she knows who she is. And so she's standing for her children, because she knows that God, as he has delivered her, he's going to deliver her children. But people don't understand that it's best to keep yourself clean. Even if you're not doing it for yourself, do it for your children, or do it for your future children, because there's a bloodline there that the enemy wants to get a hold of so that he can curse you, okay? But when you know who you are in Christ, you're going to line up with God's truth, and God will deliver you from all these things. So that's funny that you mentioned that, and so that's what I see you doing, Miss Angie. You're writing. I don't know if it's a book, maybe gathering your thoughts there and showing the love of God. That'll be something that you can share with them, and they'll be able to understand it and go over it and over it and read it over and over. And pray over your writings, and pray before you write. So they'll be inspired. Everything will be inspired by God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Let me pray for you. Father God, I just pray that you just inspire her in her writings, give her the words, the exact words, the stories that go with what she's trying to explain. Father God, that when those writings or that book, whatever it is that you have for her to complete, that she give it to the right people, that you would just draw her and guide her to give it to the right people, that it will touch their lives, Father God. And we pray for those people ahead of time, Father God, that you would touch them, Father God, that you would transform their lives, Father God, that you would help them to realize your love, Father God, for them, in the name of Jesus, and give them a turnaround in Jesus' name. Amen. You want to give a testimony? Something that's happened to you this week?
I got stories. I can tell you some stories on the holiday. A lot of people have been violated in their, you know, there has been an attack on the children, but that that attack has been brought out more in this generation. But it's been throughout the generation. You know, the voices have been silenced. The pain has been silenced. And, you know, and when you feel thrown away, or the people that are supposed to protect and love you are the ones that hurt you, it confuses you and it twists you. And it makes you not understand the value of who you really are. And
exactly.
You know, that as you know, and somehow or another, the victim's voice turns into somehow it's my fault. Well, it's not your fault. But you know it. What you, if you're still carrying it? Now it's your fault because you need to let it go.
Yes.
So that it doesn't go forward into the rest of your life. That
yeah,
it doesn't create a pattern. You know it. You know. You come from wherever you come from. Whatever has been done is done. Today you have. It's your choice to choose. And
exactly.
Which way you're going to go. You know, today you choose. You can't do nothing about what's been done. But you can choose, God, I choose you. I choose the healing path. And I'll walk through it. And it takes some honesty. It takes looking
yeah.
in the mirror. It takes facing, you know, the survival mentality that comes from that. It does.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it
and
does.
And to allow yourself to once again to be vulnerable to love and trust again because, you know, the trust has been violated. There's so many different situations out here that people face that you can't really explain their pain and their reactions are different, but the
yeah.
pain is the same. You know what I'm saying? It came
yeah.
from the same violation or the same, you know, the feeling like I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I've done something to deserve all of this. And it's not that
well,
you've done anything
friend.
To deserve it. It's that, you know, it hurt. And you know, you reacted out of that pain. And the only way you know to act out of it, once God comes into your life, he shows you, I can heal you of that pain
mm-hmm.
and show you how not to react out of it. That's the difference.
Yes. But that you learn through staying in the Word. The Word of God.
Absolutely.
And he'll
absolutely.
Transform. And as you get to recognize his voice, as you read it, you're going to know. You're going to know.
You know.
And that takes time and that takes maturity.
Yeah, you have to mature. Your emotions are, you know, I can tell you lots of stories about, you know, when you were talking about being violent, you know, the abusive husband. You know, one night I come in, Mike was laying on the couch. He had been drinking. He was very drunk. You know, he was, you know, he had a cigarette on his chest. His chest was on fire, so I threw water on him. And he started to cuss me. And I said, well, you're welcome. You know, you were burning up. At least I put the fire out. You know, so anyway, and I didn't do it very nice, and I didn't even get out of the living room good and God says, I want you to wash his feet. And I said, well, I will wash his feet. Are you going to make him drink the dirty water? You know, that's my attitude. I'm sorry. I'd be happy to do it, you know, but of course, you know, the Spirit of God dealt with me on it. So mm-hmm. I got the pans and I washed his feet. And the Spirit broke at the end of that washing. But the whole time I was washing his feet, he was cussing me.
But you know what? It's worth it to love.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that, you know, where he came from and all of that abuse, you know, was pouring and spewing.
Yeah. Like
and when you mix it all up, you know, God can break some of the – I mean, Mike and I was probably one of the worst volatile couples you want to meet. You know, one of our first fights, I picked him up by his testicles about 2 feet off the ground. You know, he made me mad. So we had some moments. So I can tell you all about
like
that.
Yeah, Like my friend Anita, she threw hot water on her husband, but she was a young believer. She didn't know any better. So, I mean, her flesh got the best of her, and that's what she did. But she lined
that's
up.
That's right.
And thank God she got herself under a good pastor. I mean, the man had attacks. But when he prayed,
right.
God.
Well, we got into a place where we went through deliverance, you know, and that kind of thing. But you know,
you got to get
into
a good church with good pastors
absolutely.
That will understand and love you through it, and so you could get to where God wants you. But without the Word, without reading God's Word and knowing who you are, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to help anybody either. But look at what God did with my friend, the pastor, her
well,
and her husband.
Well,
they're
I
pastors
mean, you know,
now. They're
well,
helping.
You know, Mike,
them.
Mike at
new.
One time. Yeah, well, Mike at one time said he would never, ever think he would, you know, could ever do without alcohol. He was fed alcohol in a baby bottle. You know, that was a deep-seated thing. And so it was a battle. But I think his last drink was in 1995, but God delivered him and healed his heart. One of the last moments we had was we did communion. He squeezed my hand 3 times and laid down before he passed, you know.
But
so, I mean, you know, we might have went to hell, but we got to heaven.
But you know what?
And that was the goal, right? Is that not the goal to end the waste, you know?
But God wants to do it sooner, and God wants to give you so much more, you know. That's what I'm trying to get to everybody to understand. God has so much more for us, but he can't
right.
do it. And you're saying, God, help me, but he can't do it until you allow him, until you line up. But, you know, when he looks at you, you're perfect. You're beautiful. You're the way that he sees you, the real way. We're the ones
right.
that don't see ourselves. That's why it takes us
right.
so long to get to the place.
It was our journey to get to the place where God was trying to get us all along. Absolutely.
Yes.
I agree. That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
you know,
when
you can change your mind and line it up with the mind of Christ and see yourself as Christ sees you.
Yes, have the mind of Christ, exactly. Amen. You hit it on the dot. All right. Is there anything else you would like prayer for? Or?
No, I just wanted to tell you I love you and I enjoyed tonight.
Oh, I enjoy you too. I love you too. Well, God bless you and keep writing.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Keep touching those people, those young people, with the love of God. God knows who he's using. Amen. Well, God bless. Have a wonderful week. All right. Thank you, Jesus, for Miss Angie. I'm going to go back to that first caller, 315-884. Your name and where you're from? No, I can't hear you. All right, I'll go back to that person later. All right, two people dropped. Stay on, you're going to miss your blessing. All right, 910-709, your name and where you're from.
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Sylvia, okay. Let me mute you and then I'll come back. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Sylvia from North Carolina. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're with Miss Sylvia, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you're preparing some things with Miss Sylvia, Father God, and she may not realize it, or maybe she is realizing it, but it's almost like you're cooking together with the Lord. I see some pots and pans, and the Lord is showing you some things and cooking together. I don't know if it's literal cooking or if it's spiritual cooking. There's been things that some recipes that had gone awry, But God is showing you how to do certain things. I don't know if it's a spiritual thing that he's showing you and just showing you how things are done, not to do them the way that you did them before, but he's showing you how to get this recipe right, the recipe of life. And, Lord, I just pray, Father God, whatever that is, Father God, I just pray that you inspire, help her, Father God, to help her to open her eyes to see what things you are showing her, and that she will not only receive it, but apply it and share it. Like we share recipes, that we share the things of God that God has taught us, that God has taught us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Miss Sylvia. Bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Miss Sylvia?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
How are you?
Yes, all right. Yes, he is teaching me. In December, I had a really bad sinus infection, so... when I got well, I got ready to go back to church, and he led me to stay in. So I've been in with him since December the 19th. And he's been teaching me things, and I've been praying in the spirit, interceding, studying. So that's basically what my days consist of.
Okay. So you're at some point, you're going to get to share that.
Yes, he's preparing
me.
Just
like recipe shared.
Yes, he's preparing me for ministry. And it's just like he wanted me to, come aside with him. So that's what I've been doing. And I'm waiting now to see, I've been praying to see when it's time for me to go back out, because I don't want to stay in too long, and then, I don't want to go out ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the ministry?
Healing and deliverance.
Oh, I
so
see.
I've been, ma'am.
Yes, I see. Yeah, you have to understand that. Oh, wow, that is an awesome ministry to have, because, I mean, that's where it gets shaken out, and there's some things that really, really, and for healing and deliverance, there's some things sometimes that we do that don't work, and God shows us how to make it work. I can see now. Now I can see why God was saying about the cooking. Wow, because, in healing and deliverance, there's some things you can get it wrong, and the person kind of gets stuck, and then you learn something else, and then it's God guiding you, teaching you how to go about dealing with that, and the deliverance goes a lot faster. Wow,
yes.
Now I get it. Wow. Oh, God,
yes,
bless
I've
you, and God
in.
Use you mightily. Yeah, we need that. Yes, we need a lot of that.
He says that when I come back out of the house this time, that he's going to use me to heal some people at the church that I attend. But before
you know
I
what,
came,
I'm sensing something. Miss Sylvia,
what?
Look, in the name of Jesus, I curse those sinus infections. This is coming from the enemy, because the sinuses was where you smell. And when you can't smell, what's not of God, right? That's the senses, your smell. And, Lord, I come against whatever the enemy is trying to do to Miss Sylvia. Father God, I pray that you heal her sinuses, Father God. Not only her sinuses, but her spiritual sinuses, that she can smell what is of you and what isn't of you, Father God, so that she can help set the captives free, Father God, so that she can help set the captives free. Because sometimes the demons come in with a smell. They come with a smell, but when you're an intercessor, you can smell what those smells are. And, Lord, I just pray that you increase that sense of smell in her, so that she can identify how to bring the healing and deliverance to those that you use her to minister to. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're going to do in her. Protect her, protect those that she ministers to, Lord, and we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Wow. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. How you are you feeling with your sinuses? Do you feel any clearing? It'll get better.
Yes, I feel some. It's like I may have it this month, and then I turn around and have it 2 months later, or maybe the next month. It's like a ever going thing. So I'm believing.
Okay,
you know.
So God's going to show you what you're going to eat. Because a lot of times
okay.
the allergies have to do with what you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
okay.
also spiritually,
okay.
tell, ask the Lord what you have to eat spiritually.
Okay.
Okay? So,
okay.
you know, I've learned, like let's say an example, like dairy. I can't eat dairy because it gives me migraine. It causes inflammation. But I know how to mix now certain foods and what to drink with it to cut off all that inflammation, and
uh-huh.
I don't eat it a lot because it's not good for you, you know. Let's say a cheese or something like that. I'll drink
right.
something to cut that, and I won't get it, and I'll be fine. So there's certain
okay.
foods that our bodies can't handle, and so either
uh-huh.
you eliminate them or the Lord will give you wisdom on how to combine them with something else.
Uh-huh.
But they do affect your sinuses, and honey, local honey, has probiotics in it that help you. Not regular honey from the supermarket, local honey, because it has the pollen
okay.
from your area. And so
okay.
God's going to give you the honey of his word.
Amen.
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 All right.
Amen.
Is there anything else
thank
you'd like
you.
To minister a prayer for?
Oh, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I have a lot of callers because I want to be able
yeah,
to
I
minister
know.
To
okay.
one of them.
Thank you.
All right. Is
all
there anything
God
else? Anything
you.
Else you want to share?
Oh, no. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, God bless you and God use you mightily. Have a great
thank
week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow, that's awesome. All right. 205-531, your name and where you're from.
Julia May from Alabama.
Julia May. I like that name. Okay,
right.
Let me put your mic. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for Julia May from Alabama. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that hospitality. The hospitality that you've given her, the hospitality of the love of God. I thank you, Lord, for that hospitality, that welcoming. And you may not sometimes realize that you may think that that's nothing because that's you, that's who you are. But God says no, because people need to see that. People need to feel that. They need to feel that hospitality. When they come to church, when they come to your home, because people are losing that. People are not as hospitable. And you're a breath of fresh air, God says. And he's changing that. He's changing you even as you're doing that. He's changing you. And you're being touched by that. And that's a ministry right there. The hospitality. Oh, I thank you, Lord. And you know what, Miss Julia May? Let me put you on. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for that ministry of hospitality, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Miss Julia May?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You may not think that is something, but... And I sense also that you're an intercessor, and that's important in the eyes of God. But it's your hospitality. I can't tell you how many times a person has been so kind and so hospitable that that changed my way of seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the love of God. That's the love of God right there. Amen. Do you do ministry, or what is it that you do that God is speaking this way?
I'm in the mission at church, but I haven't been able to go because my daughter is sick. And so I'm a substitute teacher in one-on-one aid for children. And so a lot of people, you know, they ask me advice because, you know, they say, you give it to us straight. You know, you won't give us your opinion. So I've always, you know, done that and try to help people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can understand why that hospitality, you have to have a heart for that. And with children and being an mm-hmm. aide, yes, I can see that. Wow. That is important, whether in your home or in a church or whatever setting. Ms.
Right.
Julie May, I thank you, Lord. And, Lord, I just pray that whatever ailments that she has, I pray you touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. Bring the healing touch on her body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for touching Ms. Julie May. Thank you, Jesus. And like I said, God is doing something in that, too, with the hospitality. He's mm-hmm. going to be showing you some things within that because
mm-hmm.
there's going to be changes in you, but also mm-hmm. that's where he's using you, with the hospitality. I'm not sure if it's within your own family or maybe
mm-hmm.
soon somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And what does your daughter have? What is she sick from so we can pray for her?
She has congenital heart failure, and she has obstructed sleep apnea because she, you know, she had a COVID, and she went up on the ventilator, and she, you know.
She
you
has
know,
sleep apnea?
Having, yeah, she has obstructed sleep apnea, know what they say. And,
okay.
And I see her heart, her liver got enlarged due to having the COVID and having pneumonia 3 times. And, you know, being on the ventilator, getting accepted, and God brought her through. He said he fought with her, which he did, because she's been through a lot. And I thank God, it's been going on 2 years, every 2 years in August since, you know, she's been healed and everything. And like I said, and that COVID, you know, it took a toll on her heart. So, you know, they said due to her heart weakness, the valve was leaking, and he could hear it. But so she just went to the doctor Wednesday, and he said he don't hear it like he used to. So in 6 months, he's going to do another EKG and an echo test, try to, you know, listen to it.
Okay.
Again. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So,
you know. Well, Lord, we just pray for, what's her name?
Jennifer.
Lord, we just
mm-hmm.
lift up Jennifer, Father God, to you, Lord, right now. Lord, I pray for our overhaul, Father God. I pray the breath of life breathe right through her nostrils, throughout her body. I pray that you touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I pray that you touch her blood. I pray that you clean that blood out with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray, Father God, even traumas due to this COVID, this fear, I bind that spirit of fear because you haven't given her a spirit of fear but a power of love and a sound mind. I thank you, Lord, for your healing touch right now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Lord, to touch her heart, Father God. Father God, make that heart like new. Touch her liver, Father God. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, go throughout all that wherever the blood flows, that it goes cleaning out with your blood the things that are out of line. I pray for a major overhaul, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we break those curses of sickness, of COVID in Jesus' name. I just thank you, Lord. I pray, thank you, Lord, for clearing the lungs, Father God, and giving her sweet sleep at night, for giving her rest, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Touch her eyes, the area of the eyes, the brain, Father God. I pray, Father God, all that inflammation throughout the body, throughout the brain, Lord, we curse it right now in the name of Jesus. We command it to go in Jesus' name. We curse COVID right now. At the root in Jesus' name. We command it to go and never to return in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because you love Jennifer. You love Jennifer. You love Miss Julie May. Thank you, Lord, for your love, grace, that undeserving favor. We thank you for that favor over that family, that favor that brings healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Is there anything else, Miss Julie May? Let us know how she does, okay?
I will.
Because sometimes, you know, you got to keep bombarding things with prayer until it goes out, and I'll keep her in prayer. Mm-hmm. And those that are listening, keep Miss Julie May and Jennifer in your prayers also throughout the week. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, Miss Julie May. Well, you have a wonderful week.
You too. I'll be praying for you. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller, I'm going to go back to that first caller and see, try again. 315-884, your name and where you're from.
Hi, Kiara from New York.
Kiara?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Let me put you on mute. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Kiara, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for Miss Kiara. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you supply all her needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you, Jesus. You see that she needs provision. You see the things that she's going through, the hardships that she goes through sometimes. And I just thank you, Lord, for the provision. The provision. Thank you, Lord, for the relationships. Thank you, Lord, because you're touching relationships in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You're touching those relationships. Thank you, Father. Thank you for moving in that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Miss Kiara, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. How? What would you like to talk about tonight?
Nothing. I just ask for prayer. I'm just uncertain on the path that I'm going, and I just ask that you just stand in agreement with me and pray for clarity and what I should do next, because I don't know.
Okay, clarity on what? Relationships, on?
My next move, what I should do next. Am I doing?
Physically moving or what you God wants you to do as in ministry or what?
Yes, what God wants me to do in ministry, in my life, in my job, in my career, in my business. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing.
Okay. All right. So you're feeling stuck.
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask you, how are you doing with reading God's word?
Actually, I need improvement on that.
Okay.
I haven't.
I don't know if you heard me at the beginning of the show, you know, about God's grace. He wants to help you. He wants to help you,
mm-hmm.
And he's going to help you. He is going to help you. But we can't keep away from him, because in keeping away, that's exactly where the enemy wants us, because we won't have his instructions that way. But when you draw close to God, you can't look at yourself based on what you haven't done or that you're not perfect or that you're at your worst. You can't look at yourself that way. You have to look at yourself the way that God sees you. But in order to see yourself that way, you have to get into the Word. And that's where the struggle comes. That's where the enemy comes to stop you from getting there.
Yeah.
Because he knows that once you start seeing who you really are, because God sees you like that already. He sees who the perfect person that you are, the one that he loves, that he thinks the best of you. He loves you, crazy about you. But you have to come in alignment with what he sees.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't allow the enemy to pull you away, because that's where you're going to find out who you are. And when you find out who you are, you're going to be dangerous for the enemy. And that's why he gives you that discouragement. So we bind that discouragement in the name of Jesus. We bind those things that are holding Miss Kiara behind, Father God, not letting her move forward in the things of God, so that all these other things will move also and will be added to her. Father God, I just bind that spirit that's holding her back from spending time with you, Lord. I ask you, Father God, that you would just woo her with your love, Father God. She would sense your love daily, and that she won't find it as a chore, but that it's time to spend with her lover, with the person that loves her the most, that wants to share his love with her, Father God, and he wants to share the things that he has for her and the things and the, give her the directions that she needs, Lord. Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name that you touch her right now, that whatever those hindrances will stop in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you give her that rest, that she spends time with you, that she senses your presence, Father God, that she senses your love. Thank you, Jesus. That's what grace is all about, unmerited favor. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. But he gives it to us because he's kind, because he's loving. And the more you get into it, you got to see yourself. You got to see yourself. Don't allow the enemy to condemn you. When you start seeing yourself that you don't deserve the things that God has, that's condemnation. The enemy's condemning you, and you need to shut him up. You say, no, devil. You're not going to mess with me no more. I'm going to have what God says I'm going to have. It's just like God is here giving you flowers and candy, and the enemy saying, no, he doesn't love you. He doesn't love you. Yes, he does love you. Yes, he does love you. Come close to him, because he loves you, and he's going to show you more. Okay?
Yes.
So listen to the show at the beginning so you can get an idea of what I'm saying. The enemy fought me on this message, because I know he doesn't want you to understand this. And it sounds so simple, but yet it's so hard for many to find that time to spend with the Lord. Now I run. When I'm at work, I'm talking to the Lord. I'm you know, my little breaks. When I come home, even when I'm really tired, I open that Bible, I start talking to him, and he starts talking to me so much that I'm like, I have to say, Lord, I got to go to sleep. I know you love me, but I got to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pouring stuff on me and showing me stuff, and I go, I know, I love you too. But I have to, you know, I have to sleep.
Right.
But try it. You'll see. When you're the most tired, you start getting in the Word. You're like, this is good.
Yeah.
This is good stuff. And you're going to see he's going to guide you. And then everything else will be added on. Amen?
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And call us back so we could keep on praying for you, for whatever else. You know, that's what we're here for, so that you can – you can make it, so you can make it through your breakthrough, so things will change. Sometimes you need to bombard it with more prayer, until finally something gives and the enemy lets go.
Yes.
Amen? Or you get it. You finally get it. Then you finally get it, and your eyes are open. Oh, okay. It's not that hard. It's supposed to be easier. Yeah, here I'm struggling and it's all in my flesh. No, just give it to the Lord and spend time with him and enjoy his presence and his guidance. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And Lord, I just pray you bless her ministry. Show her, Father God. Bless her business. Bless her, Father God. Give her clarity that what she's praying. I come in agreement with her prayer, Father God, for clarity on what to do, how to move. And especially in that time that she has with you, Father God, as she gets more clarity, she'll find it in you, in her time spent with you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. We thank you for the things you're going to do. The best is yet to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right,
Amen.
Kiara. Is there anything
thank
else you want prayer for?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, God bless you, my dear.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Okay. 330983, your name and where you're from. 330983, your name and where you're from. Okay, I'll come back to you.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I heard a voice. Wait, let me go back. This block talk takes a little while. Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is
yes.
Mimi. I'm from Ohio.
Ohio. All right. Let me mute you, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Mimi from Ohio, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Mimi's life, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's some things that the Lord is going to put, like, a light on it. He's going to shine something on it, expose something. And you're not to be afraid. I'll let him show, let him expose that with his light, okay? Because if things stay in the darkness, they continue doing, you know, the enemy has his way in that darkness. But God is exposing something, and he's shining like his like a big, powerful light on it. And it may make you feel uncomfortable, but it's for your good. And God is doing it because he loves you. And if you allow him, he's going to show you so that you can take that out and deal with that. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Mimi. I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to be exposing. I thank you, Lord, because you expose only the things that don't need to be there. I thank you, Lord. I don't know if this has to do with a relationship. He's exposing something. Something that shouldn't be there. I thank you, Lord, for that in the name of Jesus. All right. I'm coming back to you, Miss Mimi. Miss Mimi, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you said he's exposing something.
I don't know what it is, but he's... Go ahead.
You said you don't know what it is. Is it a person? Or is something inside of me?
No,
the way I am? Oh.
No, I think it's something about a relationship. He's exposing something.
Oh,
that
okay.
shouldn't be there, and he's going to show you. But not to be afraid, because it's for your good.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I don't know the whole gist of it.
Okay. I just want a prayer for peace of mind, and I don't know. I think I got rid of unforgiveness. I don't know. I want to pray for unforgiveness again. Make sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. peace of mind. You're uneasy about something
where I stay at. You know, where I stay at over here is not. You know, I don't feel comfortable sometimes, so I want peace of mind. Sometimes it's hard for me to pray and all that, and.
Okay, so you're not having peace of where you're living. Is it that you want to move? You want to move?
Yeah, I want to move.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Miss Mimi's having issues where she's living. She's not having peace there. And Lord, wherever there is no peace, Father God, and it might be an indication to her of the things that she's seeing, that you're shining your light on this situation. I pray, Father God, that you make provisions for her to move to a place where it's safe, a place where she's comfortable, a place that she can afford, a place where she would have a peace of mind and she would be at ease, where your peace, the peace of God, would be. I ask you, Father God, that you protect her. I pray that you would surround her with good people. I pray, Father God, that you expose what that is, Lord. Just give her that place where she can be at peace, Father God. And show her, Father God, show her so that she can find that place. Give her divine connections, people that will connect her to where she needs to go. Lord, that it'll be affordable and it'll be safe for her, in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you good? Is there anything else you would like prayer for, Miss Mimi?
So do you feel
it
I
could
still
be
have
that,
unforgiveness?
What I'm sensing. Well, the unforgiveness, did you ask God already to forgive you?
Yes. Just remember you prayed for me last time about that?
Okay. So if you ask God to forgive you, maybe you need to go into scriptures and read about forgiveness. You can go online and type in scriptures for forgiveness so that you can come in line with what God is saying. Because if you already asked and you're not clear about that, I mean, God hurt you already. If you ask for forgiveness, God hurt you. Now, you need to just read God's word. And with God's word, then you have that understanding. And it changes you from within, from the inside out. Okay? But when we pray, sometimes it's the way we look at it. It's not God. God heard it. When you pray, God heard it. But we're the ones that, you know, we don't always see what God sees. We don't see ourselves the way God sees us. And so the enemy likes to condemn us. But when you know what God's word says on the matter, you have God's word, and that's powerful. It changes us from within. So type in the scriptures of forgiveness, start reading, and one of those scriptures is going to, bam, it's going to hit you, and it's going to help you to understand, and it's going to speak to you. Okay?
Okay.
So continue reading those words, those scriptures on forgiveness, and it's good that you want to be free from that. You're not having peace because there must be something there. And God, through his word, you know, because I want to get you guys used to seeking God on your own, seeking his word on your own, so that you can grow and mature. You know, we're here to pray for you and we can guide you. So go and find those scriptures about unforgiveness, and then, you know, just line up with how God sees it, because he's already forgiven you. If you ask for forgiveness, it's already done. Did you listen to the beginning of the show where we talked about grace, unmerited favor? He gives you what you don't deserve. And sometimes it's our own mind sometimes not wanting to deserve it. We think we're so bad that we don't deserve it. We don't deserve God's goodness. So when you understand that God does want to forgive you, that God, that God, he loves you, that he sees you as beautiful and perfect, then you can come and receive what he has. But it's the enemy that lies to us, and by condemning us, it's also we ourselves, because we see ourselves that we're no good. We know ourselves better than anybody, and we're like, I don't know why God would do that for me. No, I don't have. And it's not that God hasn't given you peace. It's that you're seeing yourself different from what God is seeing you. And the enemy wants to keep you there. So if you have forgiven. Go ahead. No, it's okay.
How do you know if you still have unforgiveness in your heart? That's what I'm talking about, unforgiveness in my heart. I want to make sure I have forgiven everybody.
Well, it comes through the peace of God, right? But sometimes that doesn't come because you block it because you see yourself a different way because you don't feel like, well, how can God forgive me? How can God forgive me? But when you start reading God's word, it transforms you from the inside out. And then you start receiving peace. You're going to feel different. You're going to feel that peace of God. Well, God said it. And sometimes all you have to say is, well, God said it. I believe it. And that's it. It's done. But you have to grow in that. You know, sometimes you have to grow in that. And as you get older in the things of God, you know, you mature in the things of God. Sometimes the feeling doesn't come. And that's also a teaching lesson from the Lord. That even because I don't feel it doesn't mean that it didn't happen. God said it, that I believe it, and that by faith you receive it. By faith you receive what God is giving to you. But reading the word will help you. The more you read the word, all that will help, and you'll sense his peace. And then sometimes he'll confirm it once you believed it. And then the peace will come. Because you walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, not yet seen. You haven't seen it yet, so you're going to walk in faith that God is forgiving you. He said, to ask for forgiveness, you ask for forgiveness. That's it. That settles the matter. But read the scriptures, and then he'll confirm what you believe in your heart by faith. Okay? Because it comes from within out. To the outside, not from the out, doing things from the outside in. It's by faith, and then it'll come. Then he'll confirm it to you. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter. Thank you have you. To call next week, and we'll keep praying for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Miss Mimi. I pray for that peace, Father God, that you give her that peace that passes all understanding, Father God. Help her to receive all your blessings by faith in Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, Miss Mimi. God bless
Thank you,
dear.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. By faith, okay?
Okay.
Amen. All right.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I had... Oh, this one moved up. I'm not sure if I had took this one. 330-789. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Sarinda, and I'm from Ohio.
Sarinda?
Yes.
Okay, Miss Sarinda, give me a moment and I'll mute you and I'll come back to you. All right, Miss Sarinda. Father God, I thank you, Lord. For Mr. Rinda? Yes, Lord. Oh, Mr. Rinda, I see you raising your hands. And that you're raising your hands up to God. I see you, your hands up in the air, raising your hand like you're praising God. You're surrendering things to him. You're giving things to him. I thank you, Lord, Mr. Rinda. Thank you, Lord. I see you praising him. I see you praising him. And that pleases him. You're giving him praise. Praise, praise. Thank you, Jesus. I see a smile on your face. I don't know if this is happening now or it's going to happen in the future. But I thank you, Lord, because you're smiling. Your hands are up in the air. You're giving him praise. I thank you, Lord, for Mr. Rinda's heart. Thank you, Lord, for that heart that gives you praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I see something that you're giving him praise about, and it's like a thanksgiving, like you're, oh, thank you, Jesus, a sort of thing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it's working, Miss Arinda. In Jesus' name, let me get back to you. All right, where are you? All right, Miss Arinda, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, I don't know if it's something in the present or in the future, something that's happened to you, you're praising him. And he sees that and he's pleased.
Oh,
how are you,
Mr. Arnold?
Crazy. Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Happy to
good.
Be here. This is my first time.
Oh, is it? Well, welcome to PGN.
Yes.
This is Prophetic Grace Network. This is where we pray for you, we prophesy over you, we lift you up and help you with your breakthroughs. You can call us each week. We have different ministers every almost every day, pretty much. Prophet Randy is the founder of PGN, and we're also ministers here. You could call us at any time, whatever you're living. We're here for you to lift you up in prayer. And you can listen to Prophet Randy during the week. We have communion services on Thursday. And you can call in, yeah, and take communion right there from your house and allow God to minister to you. Amen. I'm glad you're on the line. Thank you. Have you been in other
too?
How do you hear from us?
Yeah, quite a few things that you were saying. I wanted prayer, like as far as like getting back to work, like what, you know, God always takes care of me. He supplies, you know, basically my every need. So I'm constant thanking him and praising him. Like, I love him so much. Like, he's always there. He always, like, but look. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to feel like, I've just been feeling like I'm stagnant. Like, I mean, he supplies every, you know, every need, and I have little to minimal effort that I put into, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like I don't know, I'm feeling like I'm stagnant. I feel like I should be doing more. And, you know, I haven't worked a job in years. It's like, does he want me to go back to work? I have been having some, you know, like he was talking about the health problems, but I did cut a lot of things out of my diet. And I'm still having back pain, occasional inflammation. I'm having stomach pain. I've been in and out of the emergency room for like 3 months straight, and nobody knows where the stomach pain coming from. Each time I go to the ER, it's a different excuse. So it's just random pain just popping up, and I don't know. It's like I want to go to work. Like, I mean, what does he – I mean, I just feel stagnant. Like, I need a car. It's like I don't know.
Yeah, you begin crawling before you walk. So first thing first is getting the job and getting to that workplace through bus or whatever. And as you get more money, then God will provide the other things. Well, yeah, you can feel stagnant. Just continue reading God's word. Keep praising him. And ask him, and let's lift you up in prayer. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Sarinda to you, Lord. I thank you because of that the heart of praise that she has, Father God. She knows that all her provision comes from you. And Lord, right now she's feeling stuck, Lord, and you have her there to prepare her for her next season. And, Lord, I just pray, Father God, those ailments that she's feeling in her stomach, Father God, that you give her wisdom in the things that she eats. I pray that you give her wisdom in even as she exercises, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you help her to guide her with what she puts in her mouth to eat, Father God, because each person is different, Father God. You know what her body needs. We pray, Father God, you help her to crave those foods that are good for her. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I pray that you connect her with the right people, the right job, Father God, the job that she'll be able to do, and that will not interfere with any health issues. Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you connect her with those jobs, and maybe even from home, Father God, if there's a job from home that she can be trained in, Father God, we just pray that you draw that in and guide her. in the name of Jesus. That way she doesn't have to have the need for a car. Father God, I just pray, Father God, that wisdom in her taking care of her temple, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Mr. Rinda and for that job in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All I can tell you with exercise, if you're having so many pains, it's best to just walk. Start off walking.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes,
and
I do the stairs, the walk, the abdominal exercises. Yes.
Good. I noticed that I was hunching over, and that was causing me to have lower back pain. And when I walk, I straighten myself up. I start walking because I remember my sister said that she would fall on her own feet because they would go in. And I said, well, how do you fix that? And she goes, well, I purposely started making myself walk straight. And when she says that, she started walking straight, her bones started lining up in the right place. And
right,
then
I do heel to toe. Yes, I've been doing that.
Good, good. So continue doing that and make sure you have the right posture when you're sitting, the right posture when you're walking. And your body will start lining up. It'll hurt at first because things will, you know, they want to go back to the way that they were before. But as you line up, it'll start straightening up. And making sure that you're eating the right foods to nourish your bones. Depending, women go through different stages in their lives where they need different types of food. Maybe when you talk to your doctor about vitamins, what vitamins are appropriate for your age group, and always take your vitamin D, your zinc to keep you, your
yeah,
immune system. Yes, good.
Yes,
and that takes
that
a while.
Time.
Yes, and probiotics.
Well, I've been taking those for years.
Good, good, good. So continue doing that. Make sure that people eat sweets. You know, that happens, but make
well,
sure that that's limited.
Every yeah. once in a, maybe about once a year, maybe twice at the most, I'll eat something sweet. But I don't buy them. I don't put it in my house. I don't even
mm-hmm.
buy sugar. Like I don't in my house, so I won't be tempted. So I don't. And I've been doing this for years, and it just seemed like every time I try to go to work, it's like I don't know. And I've also been dealing with with depression and, you know, fibromyalgia.
Yeah, that could also mess you up. And it all starts with your mind, your mindset, because your gut also is connected with the mind, too. So if there are certain foods that you're not supposed to be eating, it'll give you depression.
Right.
And not sleeping, not drinking enough water. Hydrating, that
yeah,
could also cause a false sense of depression. So,
yeah,
hydrating your body.
Plenty of water.
Yeah, okay. So having, you know, good amounts of water, eating the foods that are alive, not foods that are frozen, not foods that are canned, things that are alive, that have life in them. And sometimes,
right.
you know, we say that, oh, we can't afford it. But it's best to afford a little bit of it than a lot of the bad food.
Oh, yeah. I've been buying
my
refrigerators. The freezer's full of good food. I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't put the stuff in there that's bad because I don't want to be tempted and, you know.
But let's pray for that.
This has been for years, so.
Okay. You know, sometimes people have something in their body. Like a friend of mine had H. pylori, which is a bacteria, and he didn't know about it. And through a prophetic word, somebody was giving a prophetic word, and I picked that up in my spirit, and I said, you need to go check yourself for this.
Okay.
And he did that twice,
but that was some years and years ago. But I have had that before.
Okay. So you, one thing that I need to let everybody know, you have to wash your food very well because certain bacteria, when you go to fast food restaurants and things like that, the people that are there don't wash their hands very well when they're in the bathrooms and things like that, and that bacteria can get in your food. If it's not if it goes undetected and you don't know about it for many years, that can develop into a cancer. But we're going to pray about all that. If there's any issues right now,
I usually have them check every time I go to my primary care. If I'm feeling some type of way, I always still have them check for H. pylori, but it's been negative for some months now. So,
okay.
Restaurants.
Good. All right. So let's pray over that God will touch your stomach.
Okay.
And
one more thing. To pray over.
Yeah,
okay.
Go for it.
I'm sorry. One more. Okay, so about the job, I didn't know if he wanted me to go back to the job or do, the Social Security, because I don't know. I just keep thinking about Social Security. So is that him? Does he want me to sign up for Social Security again? Or what is – I'm just – because even if I had job interviews I go to, and I'm still – I've been to a couple job interviews, and I'm still not hired, and even – though I know I'm qualified,
there are jobs out there that when you have a handicap of some sort, they give you certain jobs, knowing that you have those.
Yeah, but I didn't tell them during the interview because I figured they may, discriminate. So I didn't tell them that at the interview.
There's some jobs that only allow people that have disabilities to work there. I think Goodwill will allow people with disabilities to work with them. And they understand that you have limitations depending on what it is. But we'll pray for that. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for Sarinda. Pray for her stomach, Father God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever ailments, whatever bacteria, whatever residual effects of bacteria, whatever may be there, Lord, we ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name, to touch that right now. We curse that in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, that you would just heal her intestinal issues, her stomach, her esophagus. If there's any any bacteria, any ulcers, anything that might not be of you there, Lord, we curse that right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of the Lamb. We plead the blood. We plead the blood in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, for directions with the job. I pray, Father God, you connect her to the right people to show her what options she has, Father God. We pray, Father God, for her, even so, that you give her a healthy body, that you would help her bones, Father God, that you give her wisdom to choose the right foods for her body, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you help her to crave those good foods in Jesus' name, Lord, and help her with her exercises, Lord. Help her not to hurt herself, and help her to choose the right types of exercises that will help her align her body in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. And help her with this decision with her job in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. And give her good friends, Father God. Mm-hmm. Give her good friends as she finds those jobs too, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yes, that's a bonus.
That is a bonus. Okay, and I have one more question. Okay, so about this, because I've been feeling as if I wanted to move. I am, I've been having problems with years for someone keep coming in here stealing my stuff, from my food to just itty and everything, bathroom tissue, using the microwave.
Miss Sarinda? Well, I guess I see her still there, but I can't hear her. All right. So we'll pray for Miss Sarinda. Father God, we just pray for Miss Sarinda that you would guide her in a move or to a safer place where her things will be safe, Father God. We pray that you would give her a new place, a place where it won't be as expensive and it'll be a nice place, Father God, a place where she's surrounded with good people, good friends, with people that will respect her belongings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Ms. Dorinda in Jesus' name. Ms. Dorinda, you there? All right. So I just prayed for Ms. Dorinda. Thank you, Jesus. And we hope to hear from her soon with some testimonies. All right. 915-801, your name and where you're from. 919-801, your name and where you're from. All right. I'll come back to you. I can't hear you. All right. Go back. All right. I see. Where is this one? If you hang up, it's going to be hard for me to find you later on. I'm looking for one that hung up. Oh, I think. All right. So this one's up. All right. 817-894, your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Lori from Texas.
Lori from Texas. Okay, Miss Lori, give me a moment and I'll mute you and I'll come back to you. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Lori. Thank you, Lord. We just pray for her home, Father God. We just pray, Father God, for the peace in her home, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, because you're teaching her, Father God, not to worry, but to give it all to you, to bring it to your altar, Father God. And we just thank you for that. I thank you, Father God, for her family. I thank you, Father God, for her home, for that the peace in her home in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Miss Lori's home in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Miss Lori, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your message of grace.
Amen.
Very. Yes. So good. So good.
I know. It was even more fun, you know, just letting God give me the message and giving me these little things to give me the words and the message to bring to you all. I know it was from the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And no, true. He is teaching me and I always ask for his teaching. And I don't know that I have a particular prayer tonight exactly, but I pray to the Lord to continue to teach me. And
mm-hmm.
I've prayed to the Lord to let me be a warrior for him in his kingdom.
I was going to ask you that. Are you an intercessor?
I don't know if I would put that label on myself, but I would try to be. You know.
Well, that's what a prayer warrior is. They come on behalf of others. That they intercede on behalf of another.
Yeah.
So that's where probably the Lord is teaching you to pray for others.
Yeah.
And we could always use intercessors here on PGN because while other people are waiting on the line, others are praying, even for the needs of others. And that's what
yeah.
makes it so powerful that our prayers are heard because a lot of people are praying at the same time, even while they're waiting for their own prayers to be prayed for. And
yes,
so,
yes. Listening, I was praying for those I was listening to. You know, I feel that, you know, in my spirit very strongly, you know. So I've called. It's been a while since I've called in. It's been probably a year, maybe two. But
oh, wow.
I was at a very different place when I first started calling in, and prayers were
do
answered.
Share. Do share. Encourage everybody with what God has done for you.
Oh, well, it was some tremendously difficult times with my adult daughter and then my little granddaughter at the time, and I was just a lot of prayers around that, and things are so much better, and God has moved so much on us, and it's just good. It's so good.
I love it. You're encouraging other people that are probably going through something similar that gives them hope that if God did it for you, that he'll do it for them too, because they are the bride too.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And so I love
and
that.
Yes, and God does love us. Like you say, he does. He loves us even when we feel so unworthy. And so, you know, so flawed in so many ways that God loves us. And if we can just hang on to that and believe in that, you know, it's so true what you said, that, you know, he loves us. And if we can see ourselves like he sees us and the grace he gives, I pray all the time just thanking him for his grace, his beautiful grace.
Yes, you know, I can't tell you how many times when I'm like, when things, life hasn't gone well and I'm broken and I come to him, that's when I can tell you for a fact that that's when I feel the closest to him. It's almost like he wraps his arms around you and says, it's going to be okay. And you could sense his presence too, because you're like, Lord, you know, I can't no more. I can't do
yeah.
this no more. And
yeah.
and that's when, you know, but then people don't run to him at that time. They don't know what they're missing. That's when you run to him, and that's when you have the most beautiful time with the Lord, when you're broken, when things are not going right. That's and when you run to him, you can sense his presence. You could almost sense him right next to you. I can't tell you how many times I'll feel either his angels or, you know, his strong presence with me. And I'm like, wow. And I'm going through, I mean, hell and back, but he's there comforting
yeah.
me, letting me know.
You feel like a wreck, and he's just like right there, you know, helping to steer your wreck.
You know? Mm-hmm.
That's so right.
So when you're worshiping him, that's the best time. When I worship him, oh, that's a quick one for me. I enter in right away. I'm right there.
Yeah.
I can sense his presence. And I'll start bawling and crying. And I just could feel like he's just healing, yeah. healing. And that's what I encourage everyone tonight. But when life is a mess, run to him. He'll pick up the pieces and put them together. He'll help you. But if you don't run to him, like I was talking about my little dog, only when he feels clean, then he comes to me. And he wants to snuggle and cuddle. And we are like that sometimes. We shouldn't be that way. We need to run to him when things are a mess, you know, that we can't. Or, you know, because that shows us that when we are weak, he is strong. Then he can be strong for us.
Amen.
And that's his grace. That's his grace. Well, we need you, Miss Laura.
Well, thank you so much.
Please do come on the shows and listen and pray and intercede. And I'm honored that you came on and you shared your story. Is there any other words of wisdom you would like to give us, you know, or encouragement for somebody listening?
I don't know. I don't know what to say, but I will say that, you know, you spoke about the home, and that's true. The home is so important to me. Such a big piece for me, like my sanctity, my home, and I'm working on that, and you know, just bringing peace there. But I thank God for you. I've been listening to you, and you're so encouraging and so wonderful, and really feel God speaking through you, and I thank God for you. So
Thank you. But it's all God. It's all God. Cause I can't give anything.
Yes.
I can't give a thing if it's not from the Lord. He is awesome.
And I guess I would just add, like, it's just, willful, submission to God. I've tried so many things in my life, but when I submit to Him and just His ways, His plans, His goodness, His grace, His mercies, it all falls into place. It does. It really does. It's just miraculous.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What you're going to get from me is what God has done for me, and you're just going to get the good, the bad, and the ugly, everything there, and what God did with it. And it's so liberating when you can just be who you are and just be truthful about it. We have to come before others and let them know, look, I'm not perfect, and look what God did for me.
Yeah.
And if he did it for me, he's going to do it for you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
God. And I won't use up any more of your time, so you can go on to the other callers. And just God's love upon you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, God bless you and bless your home and use you even more as an intercessor in Jesus' name. Amen. All right,
Amen.
Let me see. Amen. All right. Okay, that was a nice lady. I'm glad she called. All right, I have other callers here. Let's see. Okay. 936. Give me a minute. 936-628, your name and where you're from.
Hello. Hi, Karma. It's Barbara.
Hey,
it's Barbara.
Barbara. Right,
how are you doing?
God, good. Let me mute you for a minute so I can pray for you, and then I'll come back to you. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Barbara, Father God. Miss Barbara, I was praying for you this week. I thank you, Lord, for Miss Barbara. I pray, Father God, that I thank you for that intercessor, that minister of love that ministers to other people and just wants to share the love of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for especially that intercession in her. And before I forget, I want to honor one of the PGN ladies that always is calling for other people, for her family. She has a heart of an intercessor. And it's somebody that you would least think of, but the Lord put her on my mind, and I've been praying for her. Her name is Lisa. God has put her on my heart this week. And I pray for her that God will use her and continue using her. She's got an intercessor's heart. She loves other people. She loves the lost. And she goes tirelessly just seeking for them and asking others to pray for them. And that's a true intercessor's heart. And I see you, Miss Barbara, as a strong intercessor. I don't know why I'm on the topic of intercession, I guess, because this past week, the Lord was showing me that in unity, there's power. But when there's strife and division and things like that, things don't flow that way. So it's like the wording says, united we stand, divided we fall. We just thank you, Lord, for these intercessors that stand together, stand in the gap for others. And they're acting like God, with the love of God, the love that gives unmerited favor, that grace. I thank you for Miss Barbara and the grace that you flow through her to the lives of other people. Father God, I pray that you increase that even more in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray that you give her, you prosper her and you give her health, Father God, so that she can do more, Father God, increase and breathe more, the life of God, more and more and more in, into her in Jesus' name. I thank you for her in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ms. Barbara, are you there? God bless you.
Yes. Thank you. I was just trying to figure out Elisa. You talked about Elisa?
Yeah, she comes on. I personally don't talk to her, but she comes on and she speaks on PGM with Prophet Randy as one of the callers. But God had her pastor, mm-hmm. and he's having a lot of you on my heart to pray for you through the week. I've been praying for you, and you were one of them that God had me. As I get to know you more and more, I've been praying for you and your needs, and God is showing me a lot about your intercession, and I'm asking God for more of that for you, because you have a heart of an intercessor. You love people. You love to help them. Amen. So how are you doing?
Just praying for a lot of people with their needs wanting to be met.
There you go.
And yes, and the Lord has been dealing with a lot of them. They said, well, you know, you told me this and that, and it came to pass. I said, well, you thank God for it, because he had to put it on my heart in order to tell you. And so they were like, you know, it was years and years of things, like a yoke had to be destroyed for strife and things that was going on in their lives. And so when you pray for them and you carry them, and then when it happens and God put back their relationship with their father and their family and stepmom, then their eyes come open. Like, wow, I've been waiting. I said, well, don't wait until this and that happen until it's too late. Go mm-hmm. back and get mm-hmm. your father. Go back and make a peace with them, even though they may be wrong. Go back and just forgive them and just act like nothing ever happened, because you've already repented to the Lord. And then just different ones, things are being met for them and wanting this to happen for them. You know, just like PGN, we pray and pray for others behind mm-hmm. the scenes. And mm-hmm. even though it's off, but we're constantly praying and no sleep, because we're praying. And there's no ending. It's like the train that keeps running. It's enough work for everybody.
Mm-hmm. But you do yeah. have a heart of an intercessor, and intercessors have a soft spot in my heart, because I've met people that were like that. I remember as a young believer where I met these intercessors. Oh, my God, they're beautiful ladies. And I still know some of them, and there was one particular. They're sort of like a mama figure for you. And they love right. you through things, and they help you to see who God is, and how he sees you, and helps you to change your view of who you are, and help you to get to the place where you need to be. You've always needed to be, how God sees you. And intercessors are into healing and deliverance. And they yes. they're the ones that God uses to set the captives free, you know. So
right.
I love intercessors.
Amen. Would you pray for a friend of mine, too?
Sure.
She's on the other line, and her name is Carla. Let's start with
Carla.
A C. And so I'm going to pray for her, Carla. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to pray and we join, or you want me to pray?
You can pray for.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lord, for Carla, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for Carla. Thank you, Lord. You're waiting for Carla. You're waiting for Carla, Father God. You're waiting to give her your love, Father God, totally your love, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would just touch Carla, Father God, to draw it nigh to you, Father God. I pray that, thank you, Lord, that she will find the treasure that she's been always looking for. I ask you, Father God, that you would just break off those things that are hindering her and pulling her back away from you, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus. I cut them off in the name of Jesus, those things that are holding her back, Father God, those things in the invisible that are pulling her back, Father God, things and people, Father God, holding her back in Jesus' name. I ask you, Father God, that you just touch her with your love, Father God, that you woo her with your love, Father God. Touch Carla, Father God. Touch her emotions, Father God. Touch her whole being, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I just thank you for the love that you're just pouring out on Carla, Father God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I see like a bow, like the Lord wants to be her bow. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I've been seeing that bow, but I didn't know how to express it. So he's funny. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, because you love Carla. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank Amen. You, Ms. Carmel.
All right.
Appreciate
You're
you.
Welcome.
Here.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank
you.
God Bye-bye. Bless you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. God bless you. God bless you, Ms. Carmel. Love those intercessors. What will we do without them? Thank you, Jesus, for putting those people in our lives, people like Miss Barbara and Lisa, Father God, that love you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to go back to this one, 919801. I'm going back to you. Your name or where you're from? 919-01. You have your hand up. Okay, I'll meet you again. Let's see. Trying to, there's a lot of numbers to go through. Okay. I have other people that are on the line that don't have their hand up. You dial 1 on the queue, and it'll put you in the queue. Just dial 1 on your keypad, and it'll let you know. It'll say you're now in the queue. Otherwise, I will not pick on you if your hand is not up. Okay. I'm looking to see, scrolling up to make sure that I have everybody that ministered to everybody. 5-1. Okay. Give me a minute here so I can, okay. I think I pretty much covered everybody. No, I have one more. I have other numbers that are there, but that's okay if you just want to listen. I'm all right with that. All right. All right. All right. 770-714, your name and where you're from.
Good morning or good evening, Carmen. This is Donna from Atlanta. How are you?
Donna from Atlanta. Okay. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll come back to you. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Donna from Atlanta. Lord, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Donna's heart, that heart that wants to make everything good for others, that wants to make life good for others. And sometimes it's misunderstood and not understood as wanting to do good, but people may sometimes take you as that they don't get you, but your heart's desire is to help make other people's lives better. It's almost like, you know, a motherly heart that wants to take care of others, but people don't get it, don't get what you're trying to do for them. But I thank you, Lord, because of the mother's heart in Donna, the mother's heart to minister to other people, to touch other people's lives. I pray, Father God, that you give her favor with those that she's trying to minister to. give her favors, Father God, so that they'll understand her and get it, and get what she's trying to do, that she's trying to love on them, that Donna's trying to love on them, and that they'll be able to accept that love and not push it away because they don't understand. And I bind the enemy also from trying to get in that, in the name of Jesus, from operating against her. I thank you, Father God, for that loving heart, that motherly heart, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for Donna. Thank you, Lord. Donna?
Awesome. Yes, that was incredible. You know, I was just thinking, it's been many years since I've called in, and my wonderful friend Rhonda, who is a regular frequent caller, she will send me messages when she has an inclination that I need a word, whether it's affirmation. I love what you said earlier about you want to encourage people to get to that place where they understand that they can hear from the Lord directly, that they don't always need a word. This is a teachable process. And like, I was hesitant tonight, just very, very hesitant for a number of reasons. And I've been putting it off, but I've been listening all evening long. And I knew when you were getting to the end that the Lord was like, you better press that number one. And so I'm so glad that I did, because number one is that I am coming off of a heart condition. So I ended up in the hospital about 2 weeks ago. I was having blackouts and freezing feet, creeping sensations up my legs and hands. And it had been going on for a while, and I kept hearing the Lord say, be still, be still. I'm giving you a bunch of warning signs. Be still, be still. Well, I have a choice about being still, because I spent a week in the hospital because my heart was beating from 275 beats per minute to 300. The doctors were telling me, you should not be here. You should not be alive. And over the last, 4 or 5 years, there's been many times when I have very much doubted that I had any purpose left in my life, because I had some difficulty in a marriage that the Lord, because it was abusive, and I am now having some difficulty as I am in a custody battle that has lasted entirely too long, but I am truly trying to do what I believe is best for my good, God's glory, and the betterment of my two young sons. So, your word tonight is completely confirmation and affirmation, because there have been moments in this journey where I'm like, did I really hear from the Lord? Was I really supposed to do this? Was I really? Because life has been very, very challenging and very, very painful and very, very hard. And I keep having people that saying, why would you leave a perfect situation? But they did not know what was happening behind closed doors. So to just hear, you know, people don't get you. Yes, I'm that peculiar bird. I'm that person that's like, you do the most. You know, why do you always have to save stray dogs? And they're talking about other individuals. I'm just grateful for what God has placed in you to be able to hone other skills and other people so that they can get to that place for themselves.
Well, it's the Lord that loves you so much, Donna. And he, the word that he's giving you is because he loves you, and he knows what he put in you. And I am so sorry you're going through all of that, but he's going to get you through it. He's going to heal you through it. Let me pray for your heart. Let me pray for your heart. Oh, Father God, we just lift up Donna, Father God. She's given so much of her heart, and her heart has been bruised by others, Father God, and broken, Father God. And we just ask you, Father God, for a supernatural healing of that, the emotions, Father God, for the trauma, Father God. I pray that, Father God, that you give her a new heart, Father God, that you give her a new heart, Father God, a healed heart, a heart, Father God, that doesn't have any of those conditions, those heartbeats. I pray that you bring all that back to normal, In the name of Jesus, I pray that you breathe the breath of life, Father God, through that heart, through her whole being, through her soul, her mind, her will, her emotions, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, from the inside out, Father God. We pray for the breath of life, the breath of God.
Mm.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is in her DNA, Father God, flowing through the heart, repairing everything that emotion, that the enemy, that whatever the enemy's been trying to do to attack her, Father God, we just pray in Jesus' name that you restore all that better than it was before in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Bring healing, healing, healing. Heal the trauma. Lord, we pray for those traumatic things. And, Lord, that she will have no memory recall of those traumas in her bloodline. In the name of Jesus, recalling certain dates, times or seasons, Lord, we just break that off in Jesus' name by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, that it won't be in her DNA anymore in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your healing touch. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Donna, and thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in Donna's life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Donna. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome. I know that God's going to do something really awesome in your life. Just keep on standing. Keep calling us. Like I am telling everybody, eat healthy, exercise, and also get rest, forgive other people, because all that, you know, causes dis-ease in our bodies.
That's right.
You know, these things that, and the enemy wants to get us in, wrapped up in all that stuff so that we can open up a door so that he can attack us. So, but you run to Jesus all the time. And like I say, you know, when I'm a mess and I'm broken, I run to the Lord. And he touches me. He heals me. And the more you do it, the quicker it is. It's like touch and go and keep on going. He's going to do something great with you. I know. So I can sense that. Thank you, Lord. And you keep on calling us. Anything you have any issues with, there's other intercessors even on the line, even praying for you. I'll be praying for you guys too. In this week, okay?
God bless you. Thank
remember,
you, so
you can
much.
Call us. We can. We're your family. We're your family now.
Okay, I will. God bless you.
Well, God bless. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord. All right. I have other callers on the line. If you want to raise your hand, I have time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let me check and make sure that I have all these numbers. I have a long list here that I've already covered. Okay. Oh, okay. Let me see. Okay. Thank you, Lord. All right. That person that I was about to okay, there we go. There we go. All right. This person, 919-801. Your name and where you're from? 919-801. You have your hand up. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So I'll meet you back. Anyone else needs prayer before I wrap up the show? I still have time. Dial 1 and you'll be in the queue. I have other people on the line without their hands raised up. Everybody else has been ministered to? Yes, I have ministered to all of you. All right. Okay. All right. Well, let me play this song. If somebody else wants to raise their hand, they could raise their hand after this song. I'm going to play this song again, and it says, even at my worst by Blanca, which means white. Give me one moment here while I set that up. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
If I'm being honest, I didn't think you'd stay with all my problems. I was so afraid that when you saw them, it would turn your back on me. Cause in the silence,
but it's been hard for everyone. You're not alone. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be all right.
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 So everything that you've been worried about, you need to know, work it out, you work it out, yeah. I love you, baby. Bring the world down, yeah. You're gonna get an answer to yourself if you know you need it.
Yeah.
You're sick of being sick. You need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Take your way down to the altar. Hand it over. Leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
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 So everything that you've been worried about, you need to work it out, you work it out. I love you, girl, to bring them all down there. You're gonna get an answer to your prayer. Oh, yes, oh, yes, you get an answer. Oh, yes, oh, yes, you get an answer, yeah.
No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life, take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe, my heart's torn in pieces, it's my offering. Lay me at the throne, leave me there alone, to gaze upon your glory and sing to you the song. Please take me to the King. Truth is enough to stop playing the game. We need a word for the people's pain. Lord, speak right now. Let it fall like rain.
I have 828-989, your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer, give me a moment and I'll put you on pause and I'll come back. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for Jennifer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the moving. I see the moving. God is moving you. I'm not sure if it's physically or moving you from what you've been doing before, moving you into a new place, and a new place maybe spiritually. Who knows? Maybe physically, too. I thank you, Lord, for that moving, Lord, for the new things. He's moving you to bring you into new things. I don't know if that's a physical move or a spiritual move. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because whenever you move us, it's for better things, for new perspectives, for new things. Thank you, Lord, for I just see the word fresh, for fresh things in Jesus' name. I thank you for that, Father God, and what you're doing in Jennifer's life, for that moving, for that freshness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jennifer, you there?
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
God bless you. How are you?
Wow, thank you. I'm under lots of spiritual attack right now, but your word is confirmation. I've just been trying to seek clarification, whether that is spiritually or physically. So I also have to continue to pray, but it is confirmation that he is moving.
It could be both. It could be both. Sometimes, you know, I'll go through something in the physical, and that's sometimes a clue from God to show me that that's what's happening spiritually, that he's taking me into a different position or doing something different, similar to what I'm seeing. So, Lord, whatever that is, I just pray for God that you give Jennifer strength to make it through this this hard time. And I thank you, Lord. Jennifer, my advice to you is when these attacks come, you bombard the enemy with more of the word, more of praise, more worship. And the more you hit it, the more clearly you're going to hear. You'll hear more. And that's when the battle seems the hardest, that's where the enemy likes it, because you're like, you don't know what to do next. You know, you're seeing all this stuff, but spend time in the presence of God, retreat in the Lord, and he'll protect you. He'll avenge you of whatever it is that's coming against you. He'll give you direction on what to do. He'll give you clarity, but you have to, you know, seek him and worship him and just allow God to bubble you in that, to give you that discernment what to do next. So, but I do see, like a move. I don't know if it's in the spirit, something that he wants you to move in the spirit, but you're going to get that direction through spending time with the Lord, and he'll give you the word. And that's what my aim is here, to show you guys how to go and do it for yourselves. I'll give you a word as far as the Lord gives me, and then you guys go in and learn how to, so that way you teach it to others how to go and do it. Because if I gave you everything and all the things that you need, then that wouldn't make you a strong soldier. You'll be a weak soldier. So as you seek him, you're going to see what I'm telling you. But do know that God is in all of this, and he sees it, and he's moving you into that place. Whatever that is, he's going to show you. He's moving you. He's moving you. I'm not sure. Amen.
Thank
so
you,
know
Lord.
That he's watching. Yes. I know that I have gotten many of my answers by spending time with him, worshiping, and spending my time in his word. And before you know it, there's something in the word that just, boom, it pops out and it gives me my answer. And I feel it in my spirit. I'm like, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that's what you're going to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you need prayer for or want to say?
No, just protection over my relationship. For my relationship.
Is this a spouse?
No, it's somebody new in my life. The Lord has just been breaking strongholds left and right, and it's just been the greatest blessing. But, you know, the enemy is just trying his best to interfere and distract and
I know what you're talking about. And sometimes when the Lord wants something to happen, the enemy comes in and he'll make the other person believe all a kind of ugly things about the other person and find faults that are not there. But it's because the enemy is scared that if that person and you are together, that you're dangerous for the kingdom of the enemy. And even if you do marry this person later on, that's not going to stop it. You got to continue praying for that person, because in marriages or dating or even in families, the enemy will come, try to come against each other. And even in believers, within the church, he tries to bring division and strife and division and ugly things that are not true about each other to cause that divide, so that the work that God wants to do within them, they can't get it done. You see what I'm saying? So I understand what you're going through. And it's not easy, because, you're loving people. You're loving these people, and they're not seeing what the enemy's trying to do. And it's almost like, that's why I'm saying, you have to see what God sees in you and sees that you are that beautiful, perfect person, and you line up with what he says, and then you're walking where God wants you. But remember, when there's a relationship, the other person has to see themselves too in the eyes of God, how God sees them. Mm-hmm. And if they're not seeing themselves that way, that's where the battle is. So pray for them. And I don't know if you speak in, you pray in tongues. Sometimes that's good. You pray in tongues for that person. And that also helps, to help them, to protect them, cover them with the blood of Jesus, It's just the beginning of many other things that you're going to learn. Because even in marriage and things like that, it goes on. There's struggles, there's fights, there's lies that the enemy throws out at each other. And if it's not one thing, it's another. And so it's not... In our promised land, there's always giants. But God says that these are your promises, and he's going to give them to you. Don't focus on the giants. Focus on the promise. Focus on God. Amen? Be like Joshua and Caleb. Mm-hmm. They focused on what God was going to give them. Don't focus on the giants. Amen? Mm-hmm. Focus on what? And declare and decree that, what you're seeing God saying. You see, and in your prayers, declare and decree that. Yeah, thank you, Lord, because you're making us strong. Thank you, Lord, and you go on and on the things that God says about your relationship. Don't focus on what the enemy's doing. Don't bother giving him glory, and just pray and pray in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this relationship. Thank you, Lord, because there's love, there's understanding. Thank you, Lord, you're giving me favor with this person, and I have favor with this person has favor with me. Thank you, Lord, because we overcome, we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Thank you, Lord, because you help us understand each other. You're the one in our midst. We thank you. Focus on the Lord, giving him praise, and when you seek him first, everything else will start lining up. The enemy can't be there, because it's all in your mind. The mind is where the battlefield is, and the enemy wants that. Yeah. The enemy wants you to believe that it's his way and not God's way. That's where struggle. That's where we struggle to even receive forgiveness. We struggle with receiving God's promises. We struggle, well, no, and then the enemy will say, no, well, this person's like this, that's not going to work, and this and that, and no. And sometimes God will give the promise to the other person, and they know what they're supposed to do, but the enemy is fighting them so that they won't receive it, so that they won't have the blessings. So that's where God says yes, the enemy says no, and you say, no, I side with God. I say yes, like God says yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I say yes.
Amen.
Yes, and you stand. But if God says no to let go, then you say no, I let go. You got to watch what God says, because there's a time and a place for everything. But if they don't want it, then God's not going to force it on them either. But then they miss out. And then God has something even better. So, you know,
yes.
God always has something good and better. What the enemy means for evil, God turns it around for your good. Amen?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So, live at peace, live at ease.
Amen.
And walk in love.
Amen.
Right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know you're getting it, and you're going to get more. I know you will. These are all lessons that God is going to use so that you can be used later on for a testimony. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But don't allow the enemy to steal your joy. Don't allow that anymore. Come against that, too.
Yes, the joy
come
of the Lord is my
too.
Strength.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. You be the best you. You can be the best you that God says you are. He says you are that already. Now you line up and be what he says you are. And that's I'm still learning that. I'm still growing in that. It's a lifetime thing. It's not automatic. So you just focus on that, being the best that God says you are. You are. You're beautiful. You're perfect. He loves you. You're the best. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So much confirmation. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. You have a great week, okay? And come back and let us know what God does for you. All right.
Thank you, Carmen.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right. I have one more song. If nobody else is going to raise their hand. One more song here. And this one is The Best in Me. God sees the best in you. And this one is from Marvin Sapp. One moment.
Oh, the best in me. And everyone else around me can only see the worst in you. Wish I had a witness tonight. He saw the best. I guess I'm not going to say it. And everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wake up in the morning tonight. All I need is one.
He saw the best in me. It doesn't matter what I say.
He doesn't matter.
Okay, everybody, God bless you. The show is over. Be blessed. Have a great week. Goodbye.